And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
This is Liz Johnston from Verrill. Sometimes, after an employee engages in misconduct, you might make the decision to terminate the employment relationship. And because you know that documentation is important, you've probably given the employee documented verbal warnings, written warnings, or have otherwise noted the misconduct in the employee's personnel file. One step that gets overlooked, however, is fully documenting a final instance of misconduct that leads to termination. Having this information, including information about the final incident of misconduct, the timing of the decision to terminate, and who was involved in the decision, can be critical to contest a former employee's claim for unemployment or a claim of wrongful termination. For more information about documenting employee misconduct or termination decisions, contact me or another member of Verrill's Employment and Labor Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.